My donor number is D0004. Hello, I am 186 centimeters tall and I have a medium build. I have red hair and I have blue eyes. My skin color is white. My mother is Danish and my father is also Danish.
Yeah. So thank you for taking your time to come in and do this with us. We'll start with some questions about you and then about the donor program. So the first one, you're a student. Are you working and what do you have going on?
So yeah, I'm currently a student. I do a bachelor right now. And I've been doing that since last summer. And I really enjoy studying and it's really nice to kind of get going again. On the side, I also work. Right now I work in a clothing store. And that's just to kind of make a living as well. So I also have some money on the side. What else I have going on is that right now I like to go play beach volley and go to the gym and also just hang out with my friends in general and have fun and live life with them, of course.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what might you be doing then?
5 to 10 years, I would probably say I'm done with my studies and I'm probably working in a nice law firm by then. And if we go a little bit further, like maybe at 10 years, I would say I'm probably also maybe beginning to start my own firm on the side, as to see how it is and kind of doing my little own side thing while working. I think that's where I'll end up.
Mm-hmm. So a few questions about growing up. Do you have any siblings and what are your relationships like with them?
So I have a brother and then I have a stepsister. So my brother and I, when we were young, we always liked to fight a little, of course, because that's that's how brothers usually are. And now that we are both kind of grown up, we are both kind of chill, and you know we support each other very well. I would say if there's a problem, we can always talk to each other, and we also play games every now and then, like online, and try to keep that contact so we don't just see each other in person every now and then, but we kind of see a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And about your parents, did they give you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah. I definitely think one of the values that they gave me is that your actions have consequences.
Yeah.
Like if you do something stupid, something else will come your way, and if you do something good, then people will appreciate that. And it's also having respect, having that in a high regard, so you kind of respect people's time and you don't meet up late, for example, and just respect people's personal boundaries in general. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
So, of course, now because it's summer, I just began to play the beach volley, and I think that's really nice to do every now and then. I also go to the gym, of course. I also really like to play online games. It's all types of games that I really play, but it's just really fun to have somebody to talk with while doing it. I think that's really what I like to do when I am not in
mm-hmm.
school or working.
Mm-hmm. And what type of music are you into? Or if it's easier, what types don't you like?
So I really like a broad genre of music. It's more like, not like one genre that I like, but more like maybe there's a few songs from an artist that I like, and then I go to another artist, and then there's some songs there. But I think if there's an genre that I absolutely don't like, it is probably like hard style, which is a bit too wild for me, because I like to listen to everything from like, electronic music to classic, but hard style is just a bit too much, I would say.
Okay. And how about movies?
So I think my all-time favorite movie would probably be like Interstellar. I think it's really a cool movie because it's not like, it doesn't give you the answers. You kind of have to think a lot to kind of know what the meaning of this is. And even though you think of it, there's no really a meaning behind it because you don't know. But I'm more of a person who would like to watch series. I think they're a bit more interesting. So one of my favorite series is probably Arcane. Or The Last of Us, and both of them are like, one of them is like a zombie apocalypse and the other one is like a kind of animated style, but it's still very cool. Like the story is really good, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite foods?
So I would say my favorite food, I actually tried pretty recently. It's called papanache, which is like a Romanian dessert. It's like a donut basically, and then you have like some almost like some cream cheese inside the donut.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like with some, I'm not sure, like a little like Greek yogurt, like but a little bit more liquid. And then there's like a ball made of the same dough as the donut itself that sits in the middle. It tastes really good. I would like to try to make it someday, but that really was really good, I would say.
Okay. When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you go to?
So I usually, when I was younger, I really liked to read like factual books, like books about the universe, books about police, books about firefighters, because I really was very curious about how everything worked. But now I read more fantasy books. There's this book that I began reading it called Geometry by Ocelots. It's a bit of a weird title, but it's actually quite interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
So I would say probably the best trips I've been on was when I went to South Korea for 3 months.
Wow.
And I lived there with like a host family, and I went to a language school.
Okay.
And it was really nice to get away from the European way of living and kind of getting something that's so different. And also like the food was really nice, and I met so many new people that I still have contact with every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely really an experience that kind of shaped me as a person as well.
Why did you choose to become a sperm donor?
So I think I kind of saw the program online, and I think it was actually something, I think it got kind of planted in my brain some months ago by a friend, and then I kind of lost contact with this friend, but then
mm-hmm.
I was like, might as well try it. And then later I realized that, you know, it's kind of special because for me it's something very simple, it takes me, 30 minutes, something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it can mean a whole lot difference from somebody else. And so it's kind of, it's a fun thought to be able to help somebody so easily, but yet so meaningful.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the thoughts that you have about the possibility future contact with an offspring?
I think it would be a little weird, but I'm definitely down to, like, open to it.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the recipients of your donations?
I hope that the child gets to be curious and have fun and live a very good, have a very good childhood at least, and do what they want to do in life.
Mm-hmm.